gang, welcome back to Puck Off.
The captain's back!
Come on, Joe.
We made it. The summer of discontent is over. I'm so happy to have my buddy back. It wasn't the same. It was a show, but it wasn't Puck Off.
I missed it. I always miss Puck Off when I can't do it, and I'm so glad to be back.
The mothership called, so you gotta catch those checks.
You know, you got to. Sometimes you gotta pay the bills.
Exactly.
I try not to, but sometimes you do.
Yes.
You know, and it's so great to be back. And
new season. New
the
season.
Timing's perfect because here we go.
Yeah, I mean, as you were looking through it, it's a plug.
Hockey news.
I got the hockey news yearbook, which is when people say I'm going to look it up manually. That's what I'm looking up. And right there, it's the best magazine.
I love
there.
It. Yeah. I love their breakdown.
Yeah, how'd they pick the Detroit?
Well, we're supposed to be second in the Atlantic.
Look at that.
But I don't know, man. I mean, that's a tough conference. I'd love to see that.
Yeah. Well, this is next week. We're going to start the breaking down the divisions.
Okay.
This week, we're just going to do top 10 things we're looking forward to in the new season. Then I wrote down five things I'm not looking forward to.
Oh, I didn't get a chance to do that.
Well, because you're Mr. Positive.
I'm trying to only look at the good stuff, yeah.
And I was like, let's just, because there's some things coming up, and I'm like, I'm looking forward to that at all. But the number one thing, the first thing I'm looking forward to, I can't wait for, is Phil Kessel is a Penguin.
Yeah, that's got to be exciting for you.
I mean, finally, the Sid gets a winger. It's like Black Lives Matter. I mean, it's a chant that we hear forever. It keeps, ringing and ringing, and finally Sid gets a winger. Finally, after all these years. I mean, we had Hossa for a cup of coffee until we went to you guys.
You know, it's funny. yeah. Well, I was talking to, I actually did an interview with, I'm trying to think of his first name. Shapiro is his last name. He's supposed to be the Howard Stern of Canada. And the guy was cool. And he's in Toronto. And he's on Sirius. I believe he's on Sirius XM. I don't know. Anyway, he's got a national show. And I'm talking to him. Big hockey fan. And that's what we talked about, was Kessel going. And, he's excited about Babcock, of course, but he's telling me he thinks Kessel's going to light it up there in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, I want him to play with Gino, because Gino, when Gino gets a sniper, like on
which
his
is
wing,
what he is.
The dangle and then the setup and then the finish. I mean, he made Daylight Savings Times James Neal. He made him a superstar.
Well, you're right, and that's what you need, a setup guy for a guy like Kessel.
But
he's a scoring machine.
He is, but Sid will give him the puck, too. Kessel's just fast.
Yeah.
And
he can finish.
He can finish. It's just, that's my number one piece of excitement. What's your number one piece of
excitement?
Do
I have to go number one?
Just for me, it's the Penguins.
I thought we were going 10 all the way down to 1.
You can do however way you want to do. I'm just so happy you're back. And also, Johnny Bench is here.
I know. I love Johnny Bench.
Johnny Bench is back.
He's the greatest.
Number one ace producer.
He saved us.
Saved us.
Yeah. He did it again. How does he do it? He's like a superhero from a comic.
He is.
Yeah. I think he needs to do a comic book, because he's a comic book guy about himself.
That super bench.
Super bench. He's
super coming off the bench.
Saves the day again.
There you go.
All right. Well, if we're going from number one, my number one thing that I am looking forward to this year is to see how Milan Lucic helps the Kings.
Ah, yes. Well, that's of course, that's my number two thing.
I know, right? I know he's going to help him. There's no question. But, what's going to happen? And so exciting to see as a Kings fan. That's my mistress team. I guess yours too. Yeah.
Yes.
And Lucic, what a pickup.
I know. I mean, it's taking everything in me not to go buy a Lucic jersey. But I feel
you're gonna wind up
running to Canada. I can't jump ship. Like,
you're gonna do it. Yeah,
I probably will. I'll get like the $10 knockoff T-shirt one.
That's hedging your bet.
Yeah, that's hedging my bet. But yeah, I was just not name drive with hanging out with Joe Kilgallen last night, and we were just talking about how much fun it's going to be to see Luch. I mean, him and Gabrick and Kopitar on the same line.
Yeah, I love that line.
I know. And, he played hard 20 games last year. He's going to play hard all 82 this year.
Well, it's a whole new lease on life for him, I would imagine. You know, he's got to be charged up. He's coming to a cup contender.
Yeah. Plus, it's like who's going to take? Who's he going? Is he going to fight Perry? Is he going to fight Getzlaff? Is he going to fight Kessler? I mean, there is going to be a war. There's going to be a fight down by Johnny Bench's house and Disneyland. Somewhere between Anaheim. Yeah. And the pond and Staples Center, they're just going to fight in the street. Luch is going to just take on
Johnny
the whole
Bench
team.
Might have to go down there and regulate, you know, like he likes to do.
Put on his superhero cape and tights.
Fly down there. But yeah, it's going to be, I mean, that's going to be a barn burner when they play the Ducks.
And oh, yeah.
The Ducks are better, too. The Ducks look really good.
Yeah, the Ducks are coming on. But yeah, Luch is
my. Luch is going to help the Kings match up with anybody in toughness.
I don't think anyone was surprised at our what we're most looking forward to, Kessel and Luch.
Yeah, yeah, those are two of the most exciting storylines in the league coming into the
exactly.
New season.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Number two for me. Number two.
Yes.
How will Connor McDavid do?
Look, you're embracing the youth of the National Hockey League.
Love this kid. Everybody loves this kid.
The original six. I will say this. I put McDavid. I didn't really number them like, you know, really important. It's like, you know, it's not like Dick Clark or whatever. But I had number 10 that I thought of it. McDavid and Eichel. I want to see what Jack
does. Yeah, Eichel
does.
Too. I want to see that too.
I want to see what Jack does in Buffalo.
Yeah.
But because he's under Disco and he's in Buffalo, it's not as exciting as like the Canadian young stud playing for Edmonton. And can he, you know, it's like someone going to the Bulls and see if they can.
You just never know, too. You know. That's the other thing. Some guys are, you know, a bust that come out that look like they're going to be great. But, you know, I think his kid's really talented. I think he's going to do great. He's in a team that's got a lot of young talent. I think it's going to be exciting for him. And then Eichel, too. I don't know much about Eichel, but all I've heard are really good things about
him. Yeah, he's like the Messier to McDavid's Gretzky. You know, he's kind of the bigger guy, the tougher guy.
Yeah.
Remember, he was hurt for getting in a fight, breaking his hand. He broke his hand in a fight. Imagine, I mean, that's just I didn't say the word gut, it's guts, but that balls, that's just being a man. That's like, I don't care if I'm worth, you know, whatever, $100 million. I'm going to punch someone in the face.
Yeah, I like Eichel already.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be fun. But yeah, and McDavid, they actually have a pretty good team now in Edmonton. Like, they're not going to
be good.
They're not going to be terrible. They got some defensemen. They got a goaltender.
They may not be great this year, but they're going to be good in the future.
Yeah, but they got some more pieces. Like, they finally got a goaltender, and they finally got some defense. So, yeah. Definitely looking
exciting to see how he's going to do.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, now another thing I'm really looking forward to, which I just think is for everybody, whether you're a Penguins fan or any fan, 3-on-3 overtime.
You're looking forward to that?
Okay. I guess maybe that falls under what you're not looking forward to.
I can start my list. Yeah, we'll start with that. I don't have anything against it. I don't know what I think.
You are the original. You're the original six. You're the old school. That's why.
I never like change, and it's always weird. But you know, it might be interesting. It's kind of like a pond thing to me. It's taking it back to the pond.
Well, that's
you got 3-on-3.
Yeah. Well, that's what. Okay. You come down. Let's just say whatever. I'm trying to think. Hosta comes down, boom, he misses the net completely, bounces out. Coming back the other way, you can have Ovechkin and TJ Oshie. I mean, it's an instant 2-on-1 any way you cut it.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? That's true. Well, we'll see. I mean, we got it.
But you're allowed to not.
I don't like
obviously
it.
Obviously, you're allowed to, but yeah. I mean, you know, you can really voice your.
Let's put it this way. I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just not looking forward to it.
Oh, there you go.
Because that's what our list was.
Another hedge, right? We're hedging.
We're hedging everything. That's on our hedge list.
Well, maybe I might hate it come December. That's the funny thing.
Might like it come December.
Exactly. You never know. That's why we're a month away. Thank God we're a month away. God, I remember sitting here in July, like, I just need hockey.
How did we make it through? We didn't even have Johnny Bench with us. How did we do it? I don't know. All right, here, number three on my list.
Go. Like I said,
here's my number three. how will the new Red Wings coach, Jeff Bechtel, do?
Oh, see, now that's on my list as well.
Will he do?
Well, I think he's going to do great.
I think he's going to do great.
I think he's going to do great because he's going to have...
He knows all the players.
He knows all the young guys. Yeah. All the young guys are talented. And the old guys, he's got a bunch of guys that listen.
Well, remember, he was assistant coach to Babcock, so he worked with a lot of the vets, too.
Right. But so he was their minors coach, so he knows how to develop guys. But then, you know, the guys on that team aren't the guys that go off the reservation. You know, Datsyuk, Zetterberg, Richards even now come in. They're not the malcontents. So he's going to have those guys.
Yeah.
And he's going to bring a little fire.
I think he's going to do well. That's my prediction on Jeff.
I think you guys needed a little bit of a resurge, a little shake up a little bit.
You know what? Babcock badmouth us on the way out, so I'm glad we got someone new in there that's got a positive vibe.
He really did. Yeah. I mean, that was one of the – for a guy that never really made a mistake, I think that was one of them. On the way out. Remember, I think we recorded that day. Remember, we're like, hey, did you see that on ESPN last night? He said you guys don't have a chance.
Well, you know I love Babcock, but I know. I didn't like that.
Hey, it wasn't cool.
That's not a class
move. It wasn't cool. But now one thing I am looking forward to, though, is I'm totally looking forward to Babcock and
Lou Lamoriello. Well, that's my number four.
In Toronto, yeah.
That's my number four. How's
Let's
Babcock
going to do? Let's see what he does without the Detroit machine.
How does he do in his first season on clearly a rebuilding program?
A damn near lottery team.
Yeah. I mean, really. And you know, he's a miracle worker, but what can he do with that?
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
You know, I mean, he's not going to be throwing the witch out every other shift.
He doesn't have that option.
You know,
Kessel's gone. What's he going to do?
He's going to be yelling at Phaneuf in the locker room, I guess. But, you know, I mean, and I'm not knocking him whatsoever, but, you know, he hasn't had him for a couple years now, but, you know, Nick Lidstrom is not coming through that door.
Yeah.
Pavel Datsyuk is not coming over the boards on the power play.
I think it's going to be an eye-opener for him when he actually gets into the season. And I actually am, you know, I like Babcock, but after he had those parting shots he took at my team.
Yeah, you have every right to be a little sour. It wasn't nice.
No.
There was no reason for it.
No, he didn't need to do it.
He didn't need to do it.
And he's already got a great rep. Why would you do that?
Yeah, and quite frankly, he's kind of wrong.
He's wrong.
I mean,
according to Hockey News Magazine.
It's one thing to, you know, throw salt in the wound on your way out if you don't. But,
we got a pretty good squad.
I like your squad.
Yeah.
I like your squad. I think second, but that's for another show.
But all my upcoming questions now pretty much have to do with the Red Wings. So, stand back.
Well, no, hey, that's what you're looking forward to.
Yeah.
It's time to pride once again in the wheeled wing, right?
I'm starting to get excited. Yeah, the wheeled wing.
Wing, yes.
You're not going to find a cooler logo.
Absolutely not. The original six.
Even Johnny Bench, who does comic books for a living and knows what logos are all about, you can't top that logo on a jersey.
No. They even made shoes with that logo.
It's the hippest. Exactly.
That's right.
All right, so number five. What's my number five?
Go ahead.
How's Brad Richards going to help the wing?
Yeah, he's going to help him a lot.
I think so.
You know, and I'll tell you, what's really going to help is he's Mr. Conn Smythe. So maybe you won't let someone off the hook next year in the playoffs. You know what I mean? He might have that little bit extra.
Just that maybe little extra you need.
That little extra. Yeah. That digging deep.
Yeah.
That game seven, second period intermission speech of, fellas, we got this one. I'm going to lead the way.
He's a veteran and a talented player, and let's see what happens there. I'm excited to have him on the team.
Yeah. I know we can maybe clump all these in. We have to go.
I like to go one at a time because that stretches out the show.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, you are the professional.
Because we're not in the league yet. We're not into the league play yet, so we don't
have Frazier's back in regular season form, always thinking of the show.
Yeah, the show. We have to... Johnny Bench knows you have to stall in the second period.
Stall in the second period, yeah. Well, I'll take my time in the ad reads as there's one.
the thing is, we have ads.
Yeah, we have ads.
Thank our Puck Off fans. Our
fans are the best. They've hung in.
No one is better.
They've hung through the summer, and here's some ads right now.
It's almost football season, and that means FanDuel season. Your friends are playing. Your coworkers are playing. Heck, I'm playing. Now it's your turn to get set up on FanDuel.com. FanDuel is the leader in one-week fantasy football, with more winners, more payouts than any other site. They are paying out over $75 million a week this football season. $75 million a week. Don't you want a piece of that? No season-long commitments. Pick any players you want for just 1 week. Entry fees start at $1. There is a league for everyone. Week one games are live on FanDuel. Start building your teams today. Johnny, I did it all last season. Couldn't be any easier to play on FanDuel. I mean, literally, I can barely send an email. That FanDuel site is easy. I mean, I just go for it. Have fun. Make football interesting. Over 1 million players have won money playing fantasy sports on FanDuel. Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code PUCK, P-U-C-K, and sign up now. And there's a special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code PUCK, P-U-C-K, today. Don't forget, use my code PUCK, P-U-C-K. That's $200 that they will match. So don't forget to use PUCK. FanDuel.com is where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. All right, now we're back. And here's one I know that you're looking forward to, because I think it's your mistress of mistress teams. I can't wait to see the Winnipeg Jets.
You know what? I can't believe you said that, because it is one of my
your mistress's mistress.
Yep. I said, will Winnipeg take that next step?
Oh yeah,
that's what I want to see, because they had a cool team last year.
Oh great! I mean,
you know, and they really played well. They didn't do so well against the Ducks and the
no,
but you know what? They still played them tight in every game.
They did,
and you know what? I just want to see if they can take that next step.
Yeah.
They looked pretty good last year.
Yeah, and they didn't make any moves, really. What I said in the previews on my grading system was, you know, if you ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah,
they're moving
pretty
ahead.
Much. They already look good.
I mean, if you can't – I'm sweating. I know that my air conditioning, we have it turned down for the show. But, like, I'm just thinking about Buff crushing somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, the Buff.
You're sweating like Donald Trump at a Santana concert. You know, the Jets are going to really, I think, have a good year.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta love the Jets. You gotta love the Jets.
Yeah, they're a powerhouse team, and Big Buff, and I just like the way they put that squad together.
Yeah, and I love Paul Maurice too. Just a classy guy. I'm looking forward. I'm happy for the fans of Winnipeg. You know, they waited for hockey to come back,
yep.
And now they have a squad for them. It's kind of good old-fashioned Canadian
hockey.
Canadian hockey.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
I like seeing it, too.
Go ahead, sir.
All right, number six, I'm going back to the Red Wings. Can Mike Green help us out?
Whoa!
Can the addition of Mike Green, I know he's not a favorite of yours, but you know what? He scores goals at, some clutch goals. Clutch.
Yeah, I'm all for him on the Red Wings if he's not with Cronwell playing 30 minutes a night. If he's your power play guy and he's a 5-6 pairing and he's out there a little bit and doesn't have to penalty kill and doesn't have to go up against the number one lines of teams, I think he's going to help you out.
Well, I know you're not a huge fan of his, but I like his maneuverability out there, and I like having him on the team.
Yeah. He's going to help you guys.
Yeah, I think he will.
It's not a negative thing. I just think he played good last year for the Cavs. When he plays too much, he gets exposed.
Yeah, is that what you think? Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not a D guy. I mean, he doesn't play his D. Okay, my next thing, of course, I want to see the great Lindy Ruff.
Oh, Lindy Ruff.
The great Lindy Ruff. Now he has a goaltender now.
He's
got some leadership. He got Johnny Oduya to lead the defense.
Yeah, that was a good pickup. Great pickup.
Yeah, and they got Patrick Sharp.
And like you say, they have a goalie and they got Sharp.
Yeah.
They really helped themselves. They may have helped themselves more than any other team.
Yeah, I just Sagan's not going to be hurt from a cheap shot now.
They're going to be tough.
Yeah, Lindy's coming. He's coming.
Great coach.
He's coming from Minnesota's head. He's coming. You know, he's coming. Lindy's making the playoffs this year.
Definitely think so.
Yeah.
Had some good moves in the offseason.
I really like their stuff. And on the flip side of that, I also want to see kind of in the same vein. Can't wait to see what the Avalanche do now with Francois Beauchemin. They finally got that Central Division is going to be a war.
Yeah, that's a war. Yeah.
I mean, just insanity over there. Yeah. I mean, I think St. Louis is going to fall from grace a little bit.
Well.
And then Minnesota, I just think they didn't do very much. But there's six legitimate teams for four spots. Like in the Atlantic, there's five. Or in the East, or the Metro. I always get those names. In the Metro, there's five legitimates for four spots.
Well, you know, and I can't figure out some teams that stay with a pat hand. Like Minnesota just needed a couple guys. They're pretty fast, pretty sharp team. They just needed to add a couple guys, and they didn't make any moves.
Look at you! Look at you bending to the fans of Minnesota.
I've always liked Minnesota.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
No, I know. I've always liked them. I think they got something there, but they're not quite. They needed to make some moves. I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
Some teams don't make a move. They stay pat.
Well, the Islanders didn't, but I think the Islanders were the second best team in the East.
Teams don't need to, but
right. Well, I
everybody's got needs, though.
Yeah, well, you know, but I think they're ready for the deadline deal. I think they got too much money wrapped up. I don't know. I hope they don't make the. I hope Minnesota goes down because I want to see Dallas or Colorado in there. So.
Well, I think I think Dallas in there for sure.
I think I gave them a B because they didn't mess anything up and they signed Dubnyk to a long term contract, means they finally have a goaltender now.
Well, he's a great goalie.
So we'll see what happens with him. But I'm obviously not going to be rooting for him.
I think you got to pick up some pieces when you get a chance. You know, some teams just didn't go for anybody.
Right.
All right, where are we at? Here's my next one. Oh, this is going to be okay. Will Kane be shipped out of Chi-Town?
Whoa!
And if so, we'd love to get him. Now, I don't like what he did, or if he did it, obviously nobody
likes
that, and we don't know if he did it. But whatever it is, he's been sort of as great of a player as he is, he's, you know, had some issues.
I don't think that he's
a Derrick Rose of hockey.
I don't even want to touch that because I don't know enough about the Derrick Rose thing, but I didn't even, in my grades, I gave Chicago, you know, offseason, I gave him like an A-.
You know, they share the same penthouse in Chicago. Did you know that?
Derrick Rose and Patrick Kane?
Yeah. Not the same play, but they're on the same floor in a penthouse.
Really?
Yeah.
There must be some partying.
There's some partying.
There's some parties up there. Yeah, there's some parties. But anyway, I didn't even address the Kane issue because who knows what's going to happen with it in my ratings. But I don't think they're going to trade him.
Well,
do you think they're gonna trade him?
You can't really get rid of
They would have kept Saad, I think they could have traded him. But you can't lose Saad and Kane.
No, that's too much. I agree on that. Oh, that's the other thing I should have put on there is how will Saad do with the new team?
Now you touched another nerve. Now that's one of the five things I'm not looking forward to.
I am only to see how he does with them.
That is, I said, that is a hot him and Hartnell. On that first line is a hot stick in my eye every time they play them. I mean, that's what me and Joe last night were just over three beers and 10 minutes at the improv. He's still lamenting Brandon Saad. And I said, you know, I think Stan Bowman got a nice haul for him, but he probably probably wants Saad back.
Well, Saad is
that's the other thing I'm not looking forward to is I'm not looking forward to the Kane drama. I hope he didn't do it. I hope the woman comes out. I hope the woman comes out and says, I'm a liar and spank me and we move on. Like I don't want to hear any of that. Save that for football.
Like, I don't want that to be in hockey. Like, I don't want bad apples. I don't,
bad apples are now moving into the hockey arena.
Yeah, and it's no good. And I don't want, and then the drama that affects the Stanley Cup championship. I just want to see the Blackhawks be great. And I want to see the Kings and the Ducks fight them out west. And I want to see, I just want everyone to come play.
Yeah, stay out of trouble, you knuckleheads.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do?
Move away from Derrick Rose's place.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what will happen there, but if you lose Kane and Saad, and there's some speculation that they might ship him out. I saw a thing where there was five teams inquiring about him.
Did you
see who they were?
Are the Red Wings in that? You would have remembered if it was a Red Wing.
I didn't see it. I don't think it's sad. It just said
the vague teams are interested. That's his agent sure as hell put that out.
Well, sure. And you know they're going to be interested.
And everyone's interested.
Now, this is not on my list, but what's happening with the Voinov situation?
Well, I'm not going to disclose. But a very close friend of the show has seen Voinov at King's training facility. And part of his punishment or whatever is he has to be at a work furlough or something.
No, I heard about this.
So his work furlough is going to the King's training facility for 8 hours.
So he's a rink rat every day.
Every day for his punishment, yeah. Wow. It seems like he's coming back.
Some punishment.
Which... I don't really, as much as I love the Kings, I don't really agree with him being in this country.
I don't agree with him.
Yeah. You know, and it makes them signing Ehrhoff, not seeing him as stupid because I'm like, Christian Ehrhoff, what the hell is he going to do? I mean, that's a terrible signing.
Well, yeah, but I don't think I'm not in favor of bringing him back.
No.
But the Kings sure could use him. I think that was a big part of their problem last year.
Well, yeah. I mean, and here's the thing I'm not talking about Kane being moved. Here's something I'm not looking forward to is, the Kings are very far away from signing Kopitar.
I saw that today.
Yeah.
Miles apart.
That was the quote, miles apart. Yeah. And I don't want to hear that drama all year either. And I hate when that drama is like every day, well, he's playing. And the same with Stamkos, because I love Stamkos, and he didn't sign. And Yzerman, your old buddy, is way known. I mean, he moved St. Louis. He'll move Stamkos.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's
hard. Maybe Toronto.
Wow.
But if he moves him, that's fine. I'd hate to see Kopitar go. But if he gets traded, Gretzky got traded. I mean, Jágr got traded. But I don't want to hear about it all year.
Well,
I think that's a bad cloud on everything.
I hate to lose Kopitar right when you put that. Luch coming in, and you know what I mean?
Well, that's why they're saying that Luch will probably just be a one-year deal because they won't be able to pay Luch and Copa everybody.
Yeah.
Not to put it down or now before the line even gets put together, but, I mean, that's one thing. I mean, I think they need Kopitar, but
they're going to sign him.
I hate when contracts are brought up when I'm trying to watch the games. That's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah, but, you know what? There's two sides to that coin, of course, always. And the thing is, these guys have to make their move when they have the option, when they're hot, when they're in the prime of their career.
No, I don't.
You got to get as much money as you can. But at the same token, you don't want to cause dissension. You don't want to be the holdout guy that always screws up the locker room,
Yeah, just have all the questions always be just everything, I'm not into that. One thing I'm interested in though is this coming up this year, and it's the only off ice thing I'm interested in. Is they're saying that Vegas and Quebec City are now in phase three of becoming a franchise.
Well,
so our dream of going to Vegas,
man. I hope Vegas happens.
You being the play-by-play announcer for the Vegas Gamblers.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I like that name. Whoa,
exactly.
I like
exactly.
That name, buddy.
Why not? Exactly.
And,
why not?
And it'll be exciting, man. We'll definitely be going to some games there.
I know, and it's a phase three. So I want to. I'm as interested in seeing the team in Vegas. Or see how they're going to play that, as I am seeing how they're going to get rid of the team in Quebec. we lost the paperwork. Whatever they're going to, like the DMV lost. It was lost in the mail. The check didn't clear.
Yeah, but you know what? You were always saying, and I agree too. It'd be nice to see Canada get another team.
Oh, at least a couple. It would be nice. Yeah.
And that's a franchise that I think would be supported by those fans. I think they're probably, they've been missing the team all, since they moved.
100%. I mean, you talk about the kick in the nuts. They moved to become the Avalanche.
Yeah. And they're pretty rabid fans up there. I think that would be a good market for a team. They proved it before.
It's just funny to me because they tried so hard to stop them all these years.
I know.
And now I guess Seattle they're really mad at
Seattle.
No,
I was going to ask next, what happened to Seattle?
I think Seattle's hardballing Bettman, and I guess, Bettman's always first to grab the check. So he said, well, I guess we'll just move to Quebec. Right? I mean, Seattle said, we're not paying you $500 million. You want us.
That is a pretty high buy-in.
And Quebec said, we'll give you $800 million when you figure out the Canadian transfer there.
Which is about $500 million. When you, the exchange rate.
Yeah,
you're going to lose $3 million.
Yes, you're paying.
And only Johnny Bench can afford to lose that much.
He's taking. Thanks for the pay cut. He's taking.
Yeah.
To be here. Can't read my writing on number on that one.
You know, I had that same thing.
I'm sure it's a great one. And then I will take a quick commercial break. And,
really? Okay, because I have some amazing ones.
Yeah. The big one, the big thing. I'm not looking forward to after this commercial break. I want to tell you guys about the best way to find an amazing deal on football tickets. It's called the SeatGeek app. I mean, SeatGeek, I don't know if you used it, Johnny Bench, but you're going to love it. I loved it. I used it last year, and I'll tell you what, you should be using it for these preseason games because the people who have regular tickets are going to try to scalp you. Literally, but SeatGeek is going to find you the cheapest seat. Look at all those empty seats. I mean, people are trying to sell their tickets, so I would go straight to SeatGeek. First thing, though, is our listeners, the Puck Off listeners, have to use the promo code PUCK, P-U-C-K, in the SeatGeek app. That's SeatGeek app, and they get a $20 rebate on their first SeatGeek purchase. It only takes a minute to download the app. $20 a minute. I mean, that's more than we're paying you, Johnny. I mean, you got to do it. But SeatGeek's super cool. First of all, here's some of the things that SeatGeek does that other sites don't do. First of all, SeatGeek, they take ticket options from over hundreds of online ticket sellers to create a one-stop shop for tickets. So when you shop on SeatGeek, you're literally seeing every other site. So instead of going like 15 other sites, you know how there's sites for like airline tickets where you go to one site and like 100 of them pop up, so it saves you all that time? That's what SeatGeek does. It's really cool. And SeatGeek also has a feature called the Deal Score, where it ranks every ticket on the market in a 1 to 100 value score, and it plots the best deals. And it's color-coded with their interactive map. Those are big words for me to use, but I'm telling you, when I go on the site, it's easy for me to figure it out. So even an idiot like me can use it. So, I mean, SeatGeek's where it's at. And the mobile app is even cooler because, you know, maybe you're somewhere like, hey, I want to go to the game. You're not home by your computer or at a Starbucks with your laptop. You can just go, boom, right on your phone. And it's a seamless buying process. No more typing in, you know, squiggly letters that you can't read on the other sites. No, SeatGeek is just boom. And SeatGeek can actually store your credit card on your phone. So it's like you can just boom, boom, boom. Basically, SeatGeek is two taps of your phone. Two taps and you're in the game. All right, Puck Off fans, here's what you got to do. First thing you got to do is download the free SeatGeek app today. Then you enter the promo code PUCK, P-U-C-K, in the app. And then SeatGeek will send you $20 once you've made your first SeatGeek purchase. Remember now, you download SeatGeek app, that's SeatGeek app, and then you enter the promo code PUCK, P-U-C-K, today. Then you go to a game, then SeatGeek sends you $20. It's awesome. All right, we're back. Fraze, your last two things you're looking forward to.
The last two?
The last two.
The last two. All right, here's my last two. Let's see. I had to move one around because the Winnipeg thing you brought up earlier. Oh, here it is. Back to the Red Wings. How will Eric Cole do?
Cole is still a Red Wing.
Yeah. What do you think when we picked him up? How will he do?
Yeah, I think he's going to add veteran leadership Where is he penciled? Like he's penciled in like the third or fourth line. I mean, I think he's a good third liner.
Yeah,
I'm more interested. Is the Mule coming back? Is the Mule available? Is he around?
Not sure yet.
Oh, it's still up in the air.
Yeah, up in the air. I think.
Okay. Well, I think
we got to check.
I think Cole's going to do pretty good. I think a new coach will be good for him. He's a very good player. He always gets hurt though.
Well, that's the thing. He's very good. But that's why I said, how will he do? Because injuries have slowed him down, and I'm just hoping he has a good year.
I don't see Cole on the depth chart.
Oh, he's on there.
Okay, maybe I can't. All right. Well, the Mule is here. The Mule is available.
Right.
The Mule's playing.
Okay.
You're going to have some big boys for old Jeff Blashiel.
Yeah, we need some big guys.
You're gonna have some big guys. What's your final one?
The final one? Are you ready for the final one?
Yeah.
Do we have a drum roll? Johnny, where's the drum roll?
Johnny.
That's our drum roll? Okay. Will Gustav Nyquist shatter the scoring record?
Oh, well, of course he will. He made your all-time team.
All-time team. I'm moving this guy up.
He's bumping Gretzky is no longer your all-time center. Yeah, and Gustav Nyquist. Well, you know, they re-upped him for a nice piece of change, so he's not going anywhere. I think that was the best move they did this summer.
Yeah, it was smart, and I still think he's a huge skill player.
No, he's awesome.
You know, we just got to turn him loose.
He's one of the reasons why you should be totally stoked for 3-on-3.
Well, that's true. This guy, against anybody, I mean, he's got skills.
He's got skills.
Yeah. I always keep hyping him, and I half kiddingly hype him. But you know what? I really do think he's great.
Yeah. That's the fun of this show.
Everybody's got a player like that they like, and that maybe the league isn't as high on. But you know, if they got loose and stay healthy, they could really do something.
Well, I think the league is high on. I think the league is high on Gustav Nyquist.
Yeah, you don't hear a lot of pub on him though. But I mean, I just think the guy's.
Well, I mean, you got to remember where you're coming from. I mean, you know, the Witch is going to get some. You got Zetterberg. Yeah. You got a lot of hell. Babcock. No one can get an art. You know, your team comes to town with the Red Wings. First story is going to be Babcock. Is he going to be our coach next year?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Well, now let's go back.
The Cole thing has me perplexed now. I'm interested to see.
Why isn't he on the lineup there? I'm pretty sure he's still with.
You know, it's now I'm looking up to see. They on the front of the 50, they have the, which I didn't really look at yet. They have the top 50 players that they pick, and I'm pretty sure Nyquist would be on here.
Who's your top? Who's the number one player?
Carey Price.
Oh, my boy.
Carey Price, and then Taves, and then Ovechkin, and then Sid, and then Duncan Keith, and then Tavares.
Sid is four.
And then Erik Karlsson, I don't agree with. And then Doughty, and then Stamkos, and then Hedman.
Well, not a bad list.
No, other notables. Kane is 11. Kopitar, 13. Getzlaf, 14. Sagan, 16. Giroux, 18. Boo. Gino, 27. Oh, the mighty have fallen. PK Subban, 22. The Witch, 25.
I would think he'd be higher.
Letang, 31. Letang is not one of the 31 best players. Look at Hossa is 29. Holtby's 39. Eichel is 50.
Already?
Yeah, they don't have Kessel's number 40. Oh, I'm surprised Nyquist isn't on this list.
Yeah, come on, man.
I like
Eichel. You put Eichel on there? He hasn't even played.
Yeah, I don't like the. Well, there. I guess I don't have to get you. I don't have come to get on. Your own copy now.
Come on,
now you're gonna burn it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, he's gonna be good, but he hasn't played yet. So. All right. Well, let's see.
You're coming back and you're shaking up again. You're resigning Erik Cole.
Yeah, come on. Didn't we have him already?
Yeah, I'm actually gonna look him up in the phone.
Tarasenko's 21. That kid's good.
Oh, he just signed a big contract too. Wait till they get rid of Captain Kangaroo in St. Louis, then you'll really see how good he is.
Well, they're going to have to at some point because
I bet
not doing
he doesn't
much.
Last this year. I'm you know, only because Babcock didn't go to him.
And do you think? Here's my other thing. Do you think Kessel will score 40 plus goals?
Yes, he'll score. He can score 40 in his sleep. James Neal had 40 goals playing with the Penguins.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, current team, the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know how he's not on the depth. Maybe he's an unsigned free agent. That was
miss a few things here, and I don't agree with all of their picks here.
No, no. Well, I don't agree with Giroux being ahead of anybody. I just I love crapping on Giroux. Oh, we got so many Philly fans attack me all the time. It's great.
They
love Puck Off, and they're not even all related to Dom Herrera.
Yeah, that one guy was.
He's a big fan. He's a good. He's a good
guy's
dude.
That guy's cool, man.
Yeah, he's always like, we can't wait till you come to town.
What's that
again.
Guy's name?
Oh, you put me on the spot.
All right, we'll get him next week.
Yeah, we'll get him next week. Yeah.
Whoever he is, he's cool. If he's related to Dom. He's
cool. Yeah. He's on the Irish side of Dom Herrera.
Wow.
Okay, the one thing, the totally thing I'm not looking forward to, and it will be a sad day, is I guess the Pittsburgh Penguins are up for sale.
I saw that.
And at any rate, Lemieux probably won't be in the box every day, and that's just going to be a sad time.
By the way, Connor McDavid at 36. Hasn't even played a game.
That's just not right.
He's going to be great.
But he's already better than.
Yeah, come on.
Somebody in the he's already
higher up than Kessel. Then who else is he higher up than?
I might even
Rick Nash.
Yeah,
Backstrom. I mean.
We started this show plugging the hockey news. Now we're
now we're tearing it apart.
Yeah. No, but it's going to be weird. I mean, because this, let's say Lemieux sells, he still has a piece of the pie, but he goes back to Montreal and lives in his mansion and drinks his wine and shows up only like once a year. It's not going to be. It's going to be so weird not to see him like every day on TV, like sitting in the box.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like dad's retiring. I don't know. It's just like you're losing a family member. It's like it's not going to be the same if just some corporation owns the Penguins and some guy looks,
I agree on
some
that.
Corporate face. Is
yeah.
In the
Do buy. They know who the new buyer is?
No. Well, there's a bunch of people want it because it's a, it's a hot
franchise.
It's a hot ticket.
Yeah.
they want to sell before Sid gets on the concussion.
You better hurry.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Well, we'll see what happens there. Who would you like to see buy him? Donald Trump?
I'd like to see Lemieux change.
Johnny Bench is shaking his head.
I'd like to see Lemieux reconsider. But I guess I guess they're going to make like $500 million. So I really can't. And he's only saved the franchise three times.
Yeah.
So I really can't, be mad at a guy for trying to. And he's only built like five hospitals and cancer research centers and given.
That guy, they don't
like
get any.
He's like Jonas Salk and Mr. Rogers. No one else has given like
they don't
more
get any
to
classier than that guy.
No, and giving more. I mean, he's given more than just about anybody. Maybe Andrew Carnegie, but Carnegie had how many people die in steel mills? You know what I mean? Not to get off the subject or the beaten path, but one's done more for Lemieux. But it would stink not to have him around the team as much. But he's definitely through his vacation and his time away.
Well, he's put a lot of time in on that franchise. Now, let's see. But really, Nyquist didn't make the top 50? You gotta be kidding me. Wow.
I have to find the editor and
cancel my subscription.
Yeah. I won't get you
even
one now.
It comes out once a year. Yeah. I'm subscribing.
Well, that's the yearbook. You can.
I'm subscribing to Johnny Bench's comic books.
There you go. Well, I'm sure he has for job security. He's moved Gustav Nyquist up to the.
He's put him on the front cover.
Yeah, he's put him on the cover.
Yeah, he's got a cape. I like it.
Well, I know you're a busy man and you have things to do, places to be.
Well, I pretend to be.
You are a busy man, and the show this week on KLOS the mothership. We got a big 10-minute plug for Puck Off.
How about that, bro?
Outstanding. So, even though you're not, you weren't with us for a month, you were definitely with us in spirit.
Well,
obviously.
What was cool about that was that I had Barry Sobel, the comedian, on, and Barry Sobel has taken a liking to Puck Off. He's a funny dude, man.
Yeah,
wacky dude.
We'll have to bring him on with sedatives.
Oh yeah,
have Johnny Bench shoot him up.
He has got. He has got to think about decaf, among other things. This guy is out of his mind, but he loves Puck Off.
Yeah, well, Johnny bring his taser for that show.
Well, yeah, you're gonna have to tase him, but he kept bringing it up. Hey, Fraze, what about Puck Off? You know, and he kept saying it. So good chance to do a plug.
Yeah, it's fantastic. But seriously, so great to have you back. You know, season three is here.
Here we go.
Next week, I'm not going to say what division we're going to preview. You're going to have to listen.
Wow. And that's also a way to hook them.
And huge news is I think there's going to be a road trip to Vegas in the very near future.
Is that right?
Yes. Keep October 3rd open.
Wow.
The Frozen Fury.
Oh, dude.
Yes.
All right, cool. Yeah.
We talked about this off air, but that's becoming
and
more.
And I love when the Kings, now, when they do their preseason games there,
yeah,
it's always a hit. And that's the thing that makes it exciting about a Vegas franchise.
Yeah. No, you know? We're going to be right there. I believe so. I'm teasing that. And one more thing I'm not even teasing. Fans have helped out. We've looked into. We really can't do a bigger, unfortunately, we can't do a bigger fantasy league, because then you really get screwed because you don't get the players. So
right.
So but the fantasy league will be coming out probably in like 1 or 2 weeks. We'll roll that out. Probably next week we'll give the details on that.
Cool.
But like I said, thank you so much. You know, I love seeing you. You're back.
It's good to
see
you,
Joe. We're back. Next week you can, you know, we'll have more Detroit news.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least we figured out an Eric Cole situation.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I always always come and break stuff down, though. It's always good. You always have the newest.
Well,
news.
This was a cool idea to do the 10 things you're looking forward to, because there's a lot to look forward to. Yeah. It's going to be an exciting season.
Yeah.
Last year was exciting. It's going to be exciting this year, and there's a lot of changes, a lot of stuff going on. So looking forward to it.
Yeah. You're really the best. I mean, what a fun show. I didn't want to do any more by myself.
Well, we
had some great guests. We had Josh came in.
Josh was here.
Yeah, we had some good guests.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Still, it's like the dead. You know, it's like everyone's got to be there.
It's like having an engineer that's not Johnny Bench. You can't really do
you
it.
You can't replicate. It ain't the same.
It ain't the same. So good to see both of you guys. Joe, I'm glad to be back, and I'm excited for the season.
Yeah, and everybody, our fans, thanks for listening. Thanks for all the emails. Thanks for all the tweets. I'll be at the Comedy Store this weekend, and then I booked some stuff around. I'm going to be everywhere, and then, of course, with the great Bill Burr all through the Midwest. In October, we'll come to all the hockey barns.
Yeah.
We'll see you. And, Frazier, what's anything?
Well, I'm at the Laugh Factory this weekend. And then, you know, I'm going to be on the course, KLOS, 95.5 KLOS, Sunday night, 10 till 2. Please check it out or go to 95.5KLOS.com. I always appreciate the Puck Off fans checking in.
Yes.
On the mothership. And that is it, I guess, right?
That's it.
I'm glad.
Thanks
to be
again,
back.
Mr. Bench.
Thank you, Johnny Bench. Great to see you. And you guys love our Puck Off fans. We will talk to you soon. We are
out.